Welcome back to No Source Needed. Hi, Cian.
Hey, Alex.
And today we have a very special guest. It's Rosie.
Hi.
Of La Vie and Rosie. I'm sure you know it.
La Vie and Rosie 3, to be exact.
Sorry, 3.
Yeah.
So no, first question, yeah. Were 1 and 2 taken?
Okay, so I actually looked into this. There is a La Vie and Rosie 1.
Okay. Mm.
There's a La Vie and Rosie without any numbers. But there's no La Vie and Rosie 2.
Ah.
So why did you pick 3?
Conspiracy.
Because I don't want to be the second from the top.
Okay.
Third feels intentional. La Vie en Rosie 3 is like, that's a username. That's a solid choice.
That's
La Vie en Rosie 2 is very obviously
that's
like...
It's a PlayStation gamer tag like.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be the second from the top. But I mean, if any spam accounts or anyone who wants to impersonate me, just know that the handle is available.
I'd say we change ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you should.
We should.
It's a bad name anyway.
Actually, yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Crossfade, another radio show here. His handle on Instagram is Lavin Connor. And every time I see it, I'm like, who is this bitch taking La Vie en Connor? Like, oh no, that's his surname.
La Vie en Connor doesn't have the same ring to it though, does it?
Yeah.
No, every time.
No, that is his legal, God-given name. Shout out to Connor. He's great.
Yeah, he is.
Arguably too nice. I don't trust that. He's I think he's got an angle.
He's always an agenda.
Exactly. See, Rosie gets it.
Okay.
Alex is always trying to censor me.
No.
Censorship problems here, like, you know.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Okay, first question, Rosie. How did you get into the radio?
How did I get in? Through the door.
Okay, what is God then?
Okay, so back to the radio question. I actually was like looking through some old certificates and like achievements from, because I was like a gifted primary school child.
Okay.
Ah, yes, a prodigy.
You get that.
You won the spelling competitions,
I actually did.
No way.
Thank you for acknowledging that. And I won the INTO handwriting competition 2012.
Yeah.
Handwriting competition?
Were those like based on like the content?
Sorry, so how old were you at the time? What, like 10, 11?
11.
11. So you won basically a calligraphy competition at 11.
Yeah. And the thing is, I always thought, like literally until maybe 4 months ago, that it was international.
Yeah.
INTO, International National Teaching Association.
Okay.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
That's really bad because I actually am a teacher, so I should probably know what that is. It's something to do with teaching. But no, it's the Irish one. But still.
It's pretty good.
True. Yeah.
From the Munster region. But still, that's amazing.
Very
to be
impressive,
honest.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have it in my CV.
As you should.
Because it's important to me.
Are those handwriting competitions, is that based on the content or how good your handwriting is?
Just purely style, aesthetics.
So could you write like just pure slander and just like if it's
nice?
Yeah,
and it looks pretty.
Yeah.
That's the thing is that like if you're correcting an exam, they always say like if it looks good, you do get like biased points. And I also, this is a fun fact about Rosie, I can write backwards, like, really easily.
Like Da Vinci?
Yeah.
What?
The Rosie code.
Prove it. Ignore the content, but prove it.
Yeah.
This is an audio thing.
This is just for us. The all the visuals, they will...
I can do it.
Just everyone use your imagination.
Okay, I'm going to narrate you writing backwards and just give people a real picture of what you're doing. Ignore the content of our questions.
So Rosie is left-handed. Let's
it's
no,
hard
she's
to
not.
Ignore.
Never mind.
Okay. Just under your mama. Oh, without any context, that didn't sound good. Okay.
Just under your mama. So Rosie is writing backwards.
She's writing backwards.
And I'm doing it very quickly, if you do say so yourself.
Around one word per two seconds.
She wrote backwards.
The B's and the D's are really hard.
I'm trying to use like... I'm trying to use like a screenwriter's thing, or it's kind of like...
Okay, how do you check that this is true, though?
I mean...
Not just with the naked eye, like, you need a mirror in here.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, I have an idea. Let's do camera, like front
yes,
camera.
Okay, I see what you were going for. So that is no source needed backwards.
It is?
And may I say, that is not in my, like, handwriting, because I know I have made a reputation. That is just quickly, like... jotting down backwards, that's a different type of stuff. I wasn't doing the proper handwriting at that point.
Okay.
It's joint handwriting that I specialize in since I was 11 years old, And I think I won a 50 euro voucher for like H&M or something.
That's a really good. That's a really good.
No, it was a one for all. It was a one for all.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking because like that, surely the people winning the handwriting contest, they're not the ones who are like, "Hey, we got great style." We're the ones who dress all fancy and do all that nice stuff.
Yeah, that's correct.
No source needed.
No source needed.
Yeah, we didn't even need a source for that. We knew
exactly.
No source needed.
Yeah. So, Kane, do you want to ask the next question?
So, our next question. Do things happen for a reason?
Oh my god, okay. Do things happen for a reason?
I'll give you my take.
Yeah, do.
I think they do.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think we're all part of this master plan.
Okay.
Not an Oasis reference.
But what about all of the bad things that happen to good people?
Boom!
Bad things happen to... It's character arc, like, you know, it's character building.
Yeah, but some things are really bad happen.
Yeah, but like...
That's really bad to say, wow.
No, what my I actually had a good argument for this, but now I feel bad. But
that's similar to I was in a lecture, and someone who will obviously remain nameless claimed that all acts of violence against you are nature's test of character.
Okay, that's not true.
Yeah, and you know what? I was just glad to be
that's
in that class of all of them.
Hardest battles to his strongest soldiers.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, no, I think
there's something in that for sure.
I'm sure there
there's
is
a philosophy there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I just think like something happens, like it opens like your eyes to something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you believe in like patterns or like something along the way, like coming full circle, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like something bad happens, but then like it turns out like it happened so you could be better later.
Okay.
You know,
but. Do you think that's maybe not a reason and that humans will just kind of like come to that conclusion anyways because we're hopeful and...
Yeah, maybe.
It's just self-development, really.
Yeah, I suppose it just comforts me to think it happened for a reason.
I believe the same thing, but again, that's kind of from like privilege where I haven't experienced like war.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so...
Growing up in Glanmire, I'd say there is a few wars around the place, all right.
Ian. Well, yeah, that's my hot take.
What about you, Kim?
Hot take.
Yeah, I do not think they happen for a reason. I am a very random chance, out of nowhere, could have happened to anyone sort of guy.
I always think about this. Like, you know, if you are just like, if you're walking along and then you just like reach up and like hit something, do you know, like to see if you can like reach it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like,
I've done that.
Yeah. And then there was no like reason for that necessarily. Except then I've thought, like, what if there was, like, a crime and then your fingerprints were left on that and then they were like, why did you do that? And they're like, obviously there's a reason. And then it's like no, there was no reason for that whatsoever.
That's a good point.
That stresses
like
me out sometimes.
Butterfly effect kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I always think, like, if I'm at a lecture, I was at a lecture last week, it's like, I wasn't going to come to this. Would they be doing exactly what they're doing now if I wasn't here? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, you are that important.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
they probably would act a certain way if you were there, and they'd act a different way if you're not there because they don't have to try and impress Alex anymore.
Yeah, so. Basically, when you walk into a classroom or any room, you light it up with your boyish charm and your kind smile, and those cuffed cargos, man, they're just they turn heads and then the lecturer's like, oh snap, I gotta up my game today. Xander Redmond is watching me.
I take a hell shot every time Kian mentions cargos in a No Source Needed episode.
He talks about them a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I'm getting meta here.
See, it's very funny just because I think just one day Alex was wearing his beige cargos and he asked me, do you like them? And then I thought it'd be hilarious to just say no and keep it going for as long as possible.
I stopped wearing them, Rosie.
I think that sometimes we see in other people what we see in ourselves.
Okay.
And I think maybe you always wanted to wear cargos. And you're just kind of seeing this in him, and it's kind of, it's triggering you that you're seeing your friend wearing them, pulling them off, and it's like, you know what? F this guy. I'm going to ruin his life about it.
Yeah, Kian.
No, one could argue that is why I do it. However, I have a
an
alternative with a lot less exposition. It's funny. That's the only thing I can really come to.
When the laughing stops.
I mean, you don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. Trust me. But like,
well, the joke is over. The joke was over 3 months ago, by the way, and you still say it.
If Jude was here, I would not be getting this. Okay.
No, we did a thing on our.
I don't pick sides. I just go with what's right.
Who do you think would win a fight, me or Kane?
I'm trying to take into everything into account here. Let
me think. Think about how emotionally fragile that Alex is now.
Think of the height advantage.
I think Kane would like use his lighter or something.
Yeah, so we get flames involved.
I think lawfully Alex would win. If we're abiding to like the rules of the game and
you
all
do forget
that.
He's dyspraxic. I can totally exploit that.
You would like start pulling out a knife or something like that.
What? I'm sorry. Why do you just have it in your mind that I'm like heavily armed at all times?
No,
it's the leather jackets, isn't it?
No, just like
what?
unabiding. What's the word?
The creative writing master. Yes.
I saw this tweet the other day and it was like, you can always tell if someone grew up reading because they know a lot of words and pronounce them all wrong. I was like, that's so me.
Yeah.
That's so me.
That's so good.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you know when like there's layers to something, you think about it and it's like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, 2 seconds later.
It was like, do you ever read like Harry Potter and then how did you pronounce the girl in it?
Hermione.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't really read as a kid, which I don't know, could be evident as my adult life proceeds, but
then yeah. You do the basic words quite well.
Thank you. Yeah,
so
I learned
that was really good.
I learned all the P's, the Q's, I dot the I's, I cross the T's.
I did them backwards.
Yes, you did that. Just in spite of me, so thanks.
That's probably like a disorder of some kind these days.
These days. I got a few disorders, Rosie. We won't get into those. So, shall we jump into the first song of the day?
Yes, we should.
Rosie, you're very familiar with this one. It's a great one. It, in fact, gave you a panic attack in front of, what was it, 30 million people on Instagram?
Oh, my God. You're triggering me.
So, this is Scrubs by TLC. Enjoy!
No.
No.
And we're back. Rosie, what do you think of that song?
It's a great song, and I stand by singing along to what I did. Even though, do you know what's... Okay, so this is my first interview after going viral, so soundbite. Yay! So you're getting kind of an exclusive, because I know that I'm kind of in hot demand at the moment. Actually, this is like really like brand new... What you got? Breaking news.
Breaking news. From Levy and Rosie.
I got a text message from Lad Bible.
Oh, stop.
This morning. Yeah.
What?
I was like, what the hell? And at first I was like, oh my God, Lad Bible have like reposted my video. Mm. And then I went into the message and they sent me my own video.
Did you see this? This is really funny.
Yeah.
I get a load of this one.
So I was like, maybe they meant to post it or something, but they
I don't think the admin of Lad Bible are like not if they're like not that social media savvy.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they did that otherwise. Maybe they have a few admins. Anyways, Lad Bible, you have permission to repost my stuff. They have 14 million.
Heard it here first. Lad Bible are probably listening anyway, aren't they?
Yes. And Lad Bible repost our stuff too, because by extension we're just as great as Rosie. In our minds.
By association. And also, this is like the finest piece of lore ever. Is that Cian is the reason why that viral moment happened.
It all comes full circle.
Arguably. I don't know.
No, it's true. And I haven't told this story anywhere yet.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I wasn't in the country at the time. So paint me a picture. Go on.
Okay. So I was sitting in that chair that Alex is currently sitting in. And... Cormac was outside just usually annoying me as per usual.
Shout out to Cormac.
So we love you. Then I was like doing my little thing. Also, background information for all my haters from Kentucky and Singapore and Bangladesh. Background information, okay, guys, is that I record every live show that I do.
Yeah.
If you're a real Vion Rosie 3 fan, you would know that. So I set up my camera here and I do a live stream, which I think you guys should do as well, because it gets engagement. You get comments and you get live interaction.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, might as well.
But sometimes it's kind of a bit less authentic. You're not in the moment as much. Mm. So take with that what you will. I'll be your mentor.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Your higher tutor. Anyways, so I was recording it and then... So yeah, that's just by the way, like I wasn't just all the comments were like, oh, press X to doubt, or like, oh, so you just happened to be recording. You thought the mics were just off.
Yeah, sometimes that's the thing about coincidences, sometimes they just happen.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of putting in the energy of just like saying it's fake, you know what I mean?
Well, also I think that it would be more impressive if it was fake, because that means that I had skill.
Yeah,
but this was just pure accident. And also I'm a very expressive person, so everyone's like, oh my God, this looks so fake, because I just actually scream like that. I grew up watching like Disney Channel. I guess that probably had an effect on me, for better or for worse, but regardless, that's not what I was saying. So I was sitting there and I had this on, and this was a 24-hour broadcast,
yeah,
which you guys were involved with.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that. Maeve was very funny in it.
She was.
So yeah,
our favorite bully.
Normally I'm a podcast. La Vie en Rosie on Spotify is the podcast. So I was kind of out of the swing of things as well. I was retired, 24 hours. And then the mics were on. And then normally I turn the mics on with the headphones up. And then Cian was like just randomly in the station. And I was like, oh, hi, Cian. And I have on video too, just before. I was waving at the window and I was like, hi, Cian. And then you passed. And then I was kind of singing out the window towards you. I was like, I don't want no scrub.
Yeah, and it was, I was just like...
And you're like, oh, that's nice. And then you walked away and you just were looking around. You were like, what did you think again? You were like...
See, okay, I had walked past and then I noticed that I could hear you and I was like, that's an interesting choice. And I was just kind of like, all right, go you. Like, you haven't been live in a while. This is cool. Yeah, literally, go Rosie. Like, enjoy, like, you know, enjoy it. You know, come on. Like, I'm all about that. And I was just kind of like, good for her.
That's
and then
so
I was just mosey had afterwards. But obviously, I went away when I walked past. I didn't hear the scream pretty much. Because if I did, I would have run back and been like, but alas.
I thought you were going to have a savior complex and like run in, stop the whole thing. But no, just laugh certain points. Like, that's what Cormac did too.
Yeah, what, savior complex? No, I'm going to watch everyone else go down. Thank
so
you Keane's very much.
The reason you went viral?
There was an action, and then there was the cause to the action, and then there was the event. And he had a part to play in this scenario.
And it happened for a reason.
Wow, there we go.
It comes full circle.
Yes, I think my reason, my purpose on this earth is just to make Rosie famous.
Yeah, you're the pedestal and I'm there.
I am the pavement on which she walks.
And yeah. Also, my first hater was when I showed my dad. I posted it like on my story first and I thought this is kind of funny. And then I got a bunch of comments and then my dad was like, this is so fake. Nobody
what?
Responds like this. Because it looks really fake. Come on. Let's
I thought
all agree.
It was real when I saw it.
I didn't think it was fake once.
I never thought that. I mean, like, I know I'm biased thought. Because I was walking. I literally was there while it
maybe
happened.
Maybe it's because, like, I've met you before. So it's like, yeah, Rosie would react like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but, like, as would... well, to be fair, I probably would have let out a profanity. But, like, at the same time, like, if I'm to go, ah! Like, it would be at that, you know? And plus Cormac coming in afterwards, like,
yeah.
Like laughing to death. Like, that was...
I think what sold it was, like, afterwards when you had your hands on your face and you were just, like, that the whole time.
Yeah.
So, that's what sold it for me.
That's what looked fake, though. Because I was staring directly at the camera and I was like, oh,
yeah,
my God!
Yeah, to be fair, it is a bit of, like, a ninja thumbnail where he's just like, oh, my
yeah,
God!
Just like,
not clickbait.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All caps in the title. And then, remember when they started doing... the opposite on YouTube, so basically if they put the title of the video in all lowercase, that was more clickbait because everyone else was so used to seeing all capitalized ones.
It's like, oh no, it's serious. They
yeah,
use
and I was just like, this is all so stupid. Just click on the video if you want to click on it.
They use punctuation.
It's not that deep.
Yeah, you guys do that. Like, because you use like one sentence for your description and it's just like, Jude joins us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah, yeah and th-
but
that
then,
was your work.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I like that
creative
photo
writing,
thing.
What
but,
you think?
But see, I forget sometimes because I, especially on the Spotify, I think there's a few episodes where it's either all capitalized or just the no is capitalized.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, at the start, like when we were doing our titles, like we're really inconsistent with it. So,
yeah,
like,
we,
no
we just forgot that it comes up differently.
Source needed.
And then it'd be like no source needed too.
Yeah, intonation.
Yeah, I always have good fun writing the description. Like
you do, you're good at it.
Like last week, the one where I was just like, I don't know, we talked about the best day of our lives, you know, kept it light, kept it fun. I still found a way to stress out Alex. Enjoy. Like that's it.
Do.
That's the show.
Keane really stressed me out this morning.
Yeah.
And I want to get your opinion on this because I feel like you plan your shows, obviously.
I dabble.
You dabble.
Yes.
I was like, I text Keane, I was like, I'm in a lecture right now. We need to plan the show later, as you can tell by our notes.
Oh, please, yes. Don't read the first part aloud. Yes, because it's all very...
So you see our plan there, very elaborate.
Yes, and we were really trying.
Is this a conversation?
It kind of was. It was like it was like a running commentary on basically what was happening at the time.
So I text Keane saying... we need to plan the show. I'm going to read out the text thread because it's hilarious and I was getting really angry at Keane.
Yeah, it was, oh my God. Like, see, that's the thing. Like, I, very often does Alex say it to me and every time I'm just like, nah, don't bother. And, yeah, it's one of those things where I just get a kick out of it the same way I get a kick out of the whole cargoes thing as well. I just like to make him stressed and maybe I'm a bad friend, but... I personally have a great time with it.
So I text Keane saying, we got to plan the show. We can't go in with nothing. And then he was like, nah. And then I was like, I'll make something. He goes, we'll do something else though, but thank you. And then I said, we have to plan, Keane. And he goes, I disagree. We're pros. I said, it works better when we do. And he goes, planning is for B words. And I said, I was getting really heated here. He goes,
yeah, no, let me, because I'm going to do your impression. Our best shows are the ones we've actually planned something. It's one thing if it's just the two of us, but if Rosie's taking time to do this, it's not fair if we don't have anything prepared. If we don't use a grand, but we can't go in and freeball it. Enter Keane. I disagree. God, this is fun. I'm not joking, like, I want to plan a bit. It's like 10 minutes. And I'm just like,
you're so insufferable.
Nah,
he is, isn't he?
I disagree. There's no argument there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd write a paragraph angrily, and he go, nah.
Yeah, literally.
Like,
and
I ain't reading all that. Sorry for your loss.
Stop reading that essay.
And then he was like, I know it's annoying. I don't want to either, but it's important. And I just goes, I'm joking. And he goes, oh, jump off a high building if you were joking the whole time. Proper wound me up. I am angrily lifting right now. And I said, you're welcome. So, Rosie, your take on the situation. What do you believe?
I mean, I think that there's something to be said for improvising.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but you got to plan the improvisation.
That's not how improvising works, Alexander.
I don't know, because you're coming in with this, mm-hmm. which is...
helpful.
Like, did you guys, like...
So safe to say, Alex would not be winning any handwriting competitions. That's for one.
It just says hate.
Yeah.
Because I remember... Someone told us that you were getting a load of hate comments on that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we'll talk about that. Oh, okay.
And then, like
that's actually
like,
a question
hey,
I want to ask you.
How are you getting on with that?
Does that bother you?
Okay. So, hate comments. That was so funny. Honestly. So, I realized there's like a whole like science behind like Meta and like Instagram and all that Zuckerberg stuff. It's like, obviously, there's like a science or whatever to it.
Yeah.
So if you leave your comments on and then people start commenting and then it gets like passed around more and then people start replying to the comments and then it gets passed around more and then people like spend more time like reading the comments so your video gets played over and over because they're just lurking and thing. So I was like, just gonna leave the comments on, whatever. And then I start getting these really funny ones. And when I say funny, it's also like this. I went to their like Instagram bio and it was like, father of three, Christ is my number one, Texas, USA.
God first, like.
Yeah.
Texas, USA.
What's that? Like, treat one another with kindness. and then his comment is like a whole paragraph of like, I own this podcast studio in the States and this would never happen with my hosts. And he's like, can't you see that the whole studio has gone red? That means the light is on, sweetheart. And then that was fine because I was like, this is just dumb. And then people start replying to that and people actually start bickering with one another. And I'm like, first of all, this is great for my engagement. Also, who comments on things? Like, I would never.
I haven't commented in years.
Yeah, it's embarrassing to comment on things.
I remember I started a fight in Benchwarmers comment section when I was 12.
Oh, I did that loads of times. Yeah. Like everyone has started a fight in a comment section.
No.
But like the thing that I've realized, as you were talking, whatever. Instagram comment sections are literally a Ponzi scheme if you really think about it. Because, leave it this way, there's no. Item. There's no physical thing that you can get out of this, but you're searching for it anyways. You're searching for this like sensation of like being right or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Or likes, if that's what it is. And it's this whole thing being like, comment this and then like someone else sees it, and then someone else sees it, and they tell their friends, It's literally a Ponzi scheme.
It was so funny. There was one guy and he commented one thing and he was like faking likes and reactions for views. And that obviously didn't get enough likes. Because then he came back 6 hours later and commented again.
Okay.
And then someone replied to them. They're like, commenting twice? This guy's a 9-to-5 hater. And I was like, it's true. Like he was coming back checking whether or not he got likes on his thing about
I love a good ratio as well, though. That's so funny.
Or someone was like, left a nice comment. As well. It's like, why are you giving me a nice comment? Like, I don't know you. It's weird.
Yeah, but that's like a good thing to have, I suppose, you know?
I guess.
What was the comment?
I was getting like message requests and stuff from people.
Oh, really?
Like, why are you DMing me about this video? Like, why are you so invested? It freaks me out.
Because like with those videos you watch it, you're like, ah, funny, like, and that's it usually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So someone commented like a nice comment on it and then someone replied to it and it's like, she's not going to let you hit, bro. That did make me chuckle as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the I don't know, maybe the good part of recording your things. Now everyone knows what you look like and they're just like, yeah, funny. Just gonna hit, gonna slide in there, see what happens.
Yeah, so now it's on 31 million.
Jeez. That is profound.
How's that feel?
It keeps like going up. I can't conceptualize numbers at all, since I was small. Like if you did that like a game in class where it's like, how many Skittles are in the jar? I'd be like, 32. Like, I can't conceptualize numbers. So, and I'm pretty sure UCC has like 10,000. 20,000?
26.
Yeah. 20.
So that means that,
I believe
like,
about 26.
And also, like, what's the population of Ireland? Like, 7 million?
5 million.
I think pushing 7. Somewhere about
5 million.
I always hear it's going up, and I'm
so
just
that's everyone in the whole country.
Yeah, six times.
Six.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you did the maths.
You're welcome. Anytime. Yeah, that's true. Because like, I remember us there freaking out after episode one, being like, we got 200 listens.
Yeah.
Woo!
That was good. That was good.
No, I was like, I was disappointed, I remember, because I didn't get the context. I was like, oh, 200 is good. And Keen was like, think of 200 people in a room, though.
That's there. Yeah, that was,
I can't conceptualize that.
I mean, yeah, just think of like, a first year English lecture.
Yeah.
Remember those? Think about that. In Bool 4. And it's Maureen O'Connor telling you about ecofeminism, and you're just trying to wrap your head around what women, like, you know, women's suffering has to do with trees.
On International Women's Month, you really just said that.
Well, I'm still trying to draw parallels. And Rosie, if you have anything to teach me, please, I invite it.
Okay, before we get into ecofeminism, it's time for another song. This is Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala. Enjoy, guys. Speaking of Greece,
oh my God, what Rosie, a coincidence!
You're directing a show right now.
We were just speaking of that when you said that.
No way.
Yeah, I'm directing a show. Did I forget to mention that?
Oh my God.
Was it 31 million? No, I'm not. Was it 12,000 followers? No, 13,000. Sorry, what?
Oh God, the numbers. Oh my they're God. All the numbers. They don't match.
No, I didn't come on here to talk about that. Sorry, I'm embarrassed. yeah, no, I'm assistant director to Greece, April 11th, 12th and 13th in the Frickin' Crane. Tickets on sale Thursday on Dance Frickin' Crane website. It's been a blast. Like, it's a big commitment, a musical, because people need to be singing, dancing, and acting. And it's hard to get triple threats.
True.
So yeah, it's been intense. I feel like I have to wear like a sign on my neck that says, I can't, I have rehearsals.
How did you get into that?
How did I get into...
like directing?
Directing. Well, this is my first time directing. I always did stagey business, but being like on stage.
Okay.
Performing. The best performer.
The best performer ever. Coming to the Everyman.
31 million views worth of great performances.
Yeah, your acting is insane, Rosie.
Yeah, and she reaps the benefits, man.
Yeah, that was all acting. So, yeah, I guess I did like speech and drama in school, and then I realized that like in order to get good parts, you need to be able to tap your toe and have a little bit of rhythm and sing and stuff. So, then I did the TY show, which was wicked, or the land that was, W-O-Z, so it'd be a reference to Oz. Like,
okay.
The land that was. Yeah.
I'm still so confused by that, because my school literally called the show Mamma Mia, High School Musical, Grease. Since when is there...
You can get sued.
Yeah.
By who?
Even our primary school play, we had to change the name.
Who is suing my secondary school for...
Because you had to like...
Someone's going to know. You just outed them.
Yeah.
All right, I don't care. It's a terrible place anyways.
Just like buy the rights and stuff. So like even if we want to change like a line in the script, we have like Daniel Kremen's the director. I just uploaded an episode on Olivia and Rosie, all to do with Grease. So you can check that out as well. But Daniel would have to like literally get in touch. I'm in agreement with you, because I'm like, how does he even like have his WhatsApp or something? Like the creator of Grease.
Yeah.
Like how was he replying to you?
Like whom?
It's sus.
Whom is this that is so discerned with I don't know. It makes.
Because it's like there's this one line I love where it's like, make one mistake, the chick goes tutti frutti, and it was like they changed it to like. Or in the script, it was like, the girl goes tutti frutti, and they had to like get permission to put it to chick or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like that intense.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is so pedantic.
I know.
I love the word pedantic.
It's great.
What's your favorite word?
Tutti frutti. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's atrocious.
Alex, favorite word?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
What?
I feel like Alex's favorite word is flabbergasted.
That's up there.
I knew it.
I was going to say wholesome, though.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
I don't like that.
No? Sorry.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, see, I think...
it says enough, you know? Like, wholesome, you know exactly what your whole situation is.
Oh, so you're actually talking about, like, what the word means.
Like, does it work? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that changes things for me.
So, you don't have a deeper meaning behind supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
That was the first word I thought of.
Okay.
I like words that sound nice to say.
Fair.
Like, banjaxed.
Banjaxed?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
That's quite nice.
That's a nice word.
Yeah, you're very soft-spoken as well. I feel like in my voice, I say banjaxed. It doesn't sound as eloquent.
Banjaxed.
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 Banjaxed. Oh, God. The thing's kaput.
Kaput, that's another one.
Kaput's fun.
That's a great word.
Kaput's is goofy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goofy, I love that word.
Goofy, man. Yeah. I love goofy.
Yeah, I think...
I like O sounds like that. It's nice and like...
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, God. So, you're directing Grease. Are you just really enjoying the fact that you get to yell at people 24/7.
I actually am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many people have you yelled at so far?
So I thought going into it that I, like, as you said, I'm soft-spoken.
Yes.
So I wasn't sure, because I've never been in like a leadership kind of role before.
Authoritative.
Authoritative, if you will. So then I was kind of like, how am I going to discipline this group?
Okay.
What?
Discipline.
Yeah.
Maybe correct.
Right. Sorry. That's my
punish.
Punish.
How am I going to punish them?
Discipline.
How can I hurt them?
It's like I have an English and history degree, so I like done a bit of teaching and stuff. But they're always smaller than me, so it's like easier to teach. But these guys are like 6 foot, and they're they're grown up people, and they're loud. What I tell you, like, their voices soar. They're theater kids, so they're loud. And it's like, my voice is small, but wait, I had a point. So I thought when I was going into this that I'd be good cop and Daniel would be bad cop.
Yeah.
But it's the other way around.
Oh, wow. Really?
It really is.
That is a serious paradigm shift.
I'm power hungry.
I love it.
I really love it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have a rule that I don't go to any socials or anything like that because I wait until after the show is done to celebrate. Until then, we have nothing to celebrate for.
Wow. Oh, that is cold.
I know, I'm cold.
You're really doing like this, what was his name again? Terrence Fletcher, you know, the in Whiplash.
That's what I was about to say.
Jake Simmons' character. Just,
I didn't even know that.
Rushing or dragging? And then you are there, like, throwing chairs across the room at people.
I actually made them play this. I kind of framed it as a game. It's not a game.
It's dance for me, puppets, dance.
Yeah, kind of. So it was called the hot seat. So it's like interrogation, it's like police interrogation.
Okay.
So everyone had to like line up, and then one by one, you'd have to sit in the hot seat and talk about your character. And it's not a quiz or a test. Everyone was like, oh my God, it's a test. It's not a test. It's just so that you can learn more about your character and your relationships in the play, in the show. And at the end of the day, just learn more about everyone involved and the whole story. So it's been really good, and they're an amazing cast. We have a great production team, and you guys should go see it as well.
We will.
And all the No Source Needed listeners, go see it. See what we've been working on for the past 12 weeks.
You get a solid 20 people going to that show.
Yeah, I mean, tickets go
20 more.
Thursday.
20 more.
That's what I meant, obviously.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Frickin' Crane?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Nor have I.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a theater kid, but I've been like half a theater person.
Ah, you are.
Ah, no.
He wrote a play when he was 15.
I never acted though. I only wrote. Yeah. But that was my thing. I'm a retired playwright. Then I kind of got into filmmaking and stuff, which has kind of lasted. I'm just not great on the editing part, am I, Alex?
Dude on the Street, coming soon.
Coming soon, and it has been for a good while.
Oh my God, we need to get that out.
It's so soon.
So, guys, big things coming, seriously.
Yeah, it's going to be massive, guys. It's going to be absolutely massive. But, yeah, no, you're a very artsy person, though. That's kind of the whole point of your show, in a way, is, you know, bringing attention to
How
the arts.
How did you know that about me?
I have read your Instagram bio.
What's my Instagram bio?
I don't know.
What's your Spotify bio?
Something about La Vie and Rosie 3. 1 and 2, or 2 is
not
taken.
It's not 3. There's no 3 in my Spotify, guys. In case you're getting like waylaid here, it's just La Vie and Rosie on Spotify.
Pardon me. I beg your excuse.
And it's LA VIE EN ROSIE.
Okay.
Just
thank
to
you.
Get that out there.
Very good.
Because my sister was like, what is that? Lavion? She was like, what language is that? And I'm like, it's La Vie en Rose, but my name is Rosie.
Oh, my God. What?
That was so awesome.
That was...
Just play a song.
Oh, great.
This happens all the time.
This is Angel by New Dad. Enjoy, guys. Rosie picked this one.
They're from Galway.
I'm still
And we're back.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, let's do a little quick little recap. So, what have we learned? Do things happen for a reason?
Yes.
Up in the air.
Okay.
Up in the air. Ooh.
Non-conclusive.
What is God?
Who/what is God?
Oh, we didn't go into that.
Okay, Rosie.
You can't put that in the recap.
Okay, sorry. What's the opposite of a recap?
Capri. Sun. Capri sun.
I would murder a Capri sun right now.
I love a good Capri sun.
My granny used to get the big boxes of them and put them in the shelf.
Respect.
But do you put them in the fridge or the shelf?
I think you do half in the fridge, half in the shelf. And
I was always a shelf guy.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but half of them in the fridge. If you feel like a cold one, you take a cold one, and then there's a warm one.
Cracking open a couple of cold ones with the boys.
I saw a guy with a Capri Sun earlier, and I was like, oh, Capri Sun. But then I was like, oh, I don't like you as a person. So then I was like, oh, he didn't deserve it. Anyways.
Moving on. what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Rosie. You slandered my choice of Pringle flavor the other day. Salt and vinegar.
You're going there.
What's wrong with that?
I'm kind of on Rosie's side with this one.
I know you are.
It's a sore point for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about it now.
I dropped all my Pringles on the floor, and then Rosie goes, you deserve it because you got salt and vinegar anyway.
Yeah, I said that was the first way that you ruined your day was via the flavor choice.
That's the best one.
It isn't.
It burns so in a nice
mid.
Way.
Okay, so nothing terrible. Burns in a nice way, Alex.
Masochist.
Yeah, it does.
What burns in a nice way?
Salt and vinegar Pringles.
Oh my God. The only thing that burns in a nice way is cigarettes, okay? That is, and that's a fact.
No source needed, don't condone smoking.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
The only thing that burns in a nice way is Rosie O'Byrne. It's my nickname.
Bears. Is there actually an O, or is that just for fun?
That's my name.
Really?
Yeah.
Why O'Byrne?
What do you mean?
They didn't take the soup.
All right. Good for ye. How about you, Redmond? You probably were giving him the soup.
Wow, okay, we're going there.
I'm calling out all your ancestors.
Norman invaders, they were.
Norman invaders. I don't know who mine are, so...
Walsh.
Well, like, I'm not actually... my dad's adopted, so I'm, like, a mystery on that side. On the other side, I'm just, like, you know, Grenache.
What is God?
Baby, yeah, who is he?
I never thought I'd want to ask what is God more than what you're talking about right now.
Like. Yeah.
What is God, Alex?
Whatever you want it to be.
Well, that's a real conversation killer.
I'm just saying, like, who knows? Like, there could be something, but there might not be.
So diplomatic. So Michal Martin media trained.
I like to think that God is basically half naked, has a million eyes, like his head is just all eyes.
Like a centipede.
Yes.
I mean a centaur.
Yes, that one. What? Centaurs are half horse.
Oh, what did you say?
I said he just is probably like half naked.
Topless torso.
I kind of think maybe he's doing like a Winnie the Pooh, our God, and he's got a bunch of eyes and he sees all but he's got made of ears everywhere else. I don't know, this is really gross to picture in my head. But do you ever see what biblically accurate angels look like, apparently?
Yeah. That's, my friend has a tattoo of one.
They're so freaky.
What are they?
They're literally, it's just a load of eyes with like wings or something, isn't it?
yeah.
Yeah, it's really freaky.
Load of eyes with wings.
Basically, yeah. Or like a giant eye. One giant eye with like a halo around it. Is there a halo or...
Yeah.
Yeah. I
never saw one before.
Are you serious? Like, why are you dragging me along for no reason just so I look dumb on my own show? Oh, God. I'm not even going to get any views out of this. That's the issue.
It's the same thing with mermaids. Like, people do like really scary mermaids.
In Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
They were scary.
Or in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
They're so scary.
6 points.
Yeah, they're kind of hot though.
That's just my opinion.
Damn, scary mermaid's kind of bad though.
She is. She is. Look, yeah, they're sirens and they'll kill me.
But she has a fish tail. That's so corrupt and immoral of you.
Okay. She
has gills, bro.
I did say 6 points, did I not?
Has
It'd be weird
eight.
If I said three.
Okay.
But you said you're heavyweight.
What?
You said you're a heavy
drinker. Yeah, Cian during the break was just like, I can drink more than both of you combined.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. So that you've just hung yourself.
I've never said six pints ever.
He's still sober.
Like, we were talking about Patrick's Day and we were saying, oh yeah, I had a few. He's like, that's nothing, man. I had 10 pints, like.
No. just shut up. Just stop talking, please.
He's fully sober by 6 pints, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have that for breakfast.
I'm too sober right now.
What's the most adult purchase you've ever made?
I
just bought an electric toothbrush.
An electric toothbrush? Yeah.
Really?
It was like €50.
I think a razor for me.
Like a good proper one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a proper electric razor.
I was like, should I? And then I was like, 2024 is the year of good teeth hygiene. So then I actually bought one. I was like,
I remember buying like supplies in the pharmacy, like mouthwash and toothpaste and like moisturizer. Yeah. I feel pretty
are you going into the woods or something?
I was just like, yeah, I need some like skincare stuff. I'll go in myself. I don't have to ask my mom anymore.
Tinned foods.
Yeah,
I've never bought the apocalypse.
I never bought tinned foods myself now.
I kind of bought into it around COVID.
Yeah.
You were rationing all your food. So.
Yeah.
Like, were you a tinfoil hat? You had like a little bunker under your house. You keep all your tinned foods and a weapon wall on one side. Gas mask. And
what's your least favorite texture?
Mashed potatoes.
Toilet paper.
Oh, unlucky.
Well, no, I have to use it, right? But it's disgusting to use.
Toilet paper. Oh, that sucks, man. I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
Hate mashed potatoes?
I hate the texture. I like the taste is fine, but the texture of them literally make me nearly gag, so.
What are your thoughts on styrofoam?
It's alright.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I have fun with styrofoam.
I'll mess around with some styrofoam, like. How about you?
Okay.
What's your least favorite texture?
I hate balloons.
Really? Like
the sound of balloons.
Like the.
I tell you what, this is kind of.
I hate like a heavily starched shirt, like a really stiff one.
I hate
waterproof materials.
I thought you were wearing one now.
No, I actually don't.
Yeah.
Like the rainproof coats are like.
You know, like the concrete in like stadium, like arenas and stuff like that. You're like, when was last time you were in like.
So niche.
Hang on. Last time you were in, like, Musgrave Park.
Yeah.
You know the way the stands are? Like, what's that? The North Stand? Is that the... Yeah, so, like, you know the concrete there?
Yeah.
That, I don't know why, that freaks me out. Like, put my hand on that, it feels weird.
What
yeah.
does it feel like? I don't know.
It's just smooth concrete.
Yeah, but I don't trust it. I don't know, it's just something weird.
You know, in, like, a swimming pool?
Yeah.
And the walls?
Yeah.
Under
yeah.
the water?
Yeah. Just, I don't mind that.
That'd be sick.
Your
feet get all like soft with like being in the water for so long.
Yeah.
And then it grazes the wall under the swimming pool.
That's not too bad.
Paper straws.
Rocks.
That's okay.
Rocks.
In the sea, when you're swimming in the sea, you just touch a rock.
No.
Like you're in
if
the...
If it is slippery.
Yeah, like a seaweedy rock.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, I hate seaweed. Hate seaweed.
Yeah.
Like to the point where like I'm scared of it.
I'm a little bit... I am freaked out by the beach. How do you feel about the beach?
I love the beach. I love sea swims.
I hate sand as well.
See, I like sea swims, but I hate the beach. It's a very... See, you know what's actually my ideal? If I was going to sea swim, I have to jump off like a pier or something.
Yeah,
that's great. Like being around sand and like... I remember one time I saw a jellyfish down in Ballyresort. It's a beach down in West Cork. When I tell you, my 10-year-old fat ass ran as fast as physically possible.
Did you see that episode of Friends?
Huh?
Oh, when yeah.
When the yeah. When
the, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peed on your foot.
No one peed on my foot. Thank you very much.
Peed on your foot. Yeah.
Not on my foot.
Oh, Jesus.
So we have Cormac, 2 minutes left.
Oh, Rosie, really have you had a good time today?
I don't even know what he's implying with that. I had a good time. I had a brilliant time.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Rosie.
Smashing time. And this is my favorite podcast.
Ah! We won. Appreciate that. We literally win.
Really appreciate that.
Like, have that cure, mates.
They're not a podcast.
Nor are we. This is live.
Exactly.
Anyways.
I prefer it as a podcast. So.
I think I still call it a podcast.
Yeah.
Because we started as one. and we still are.
I like to think
and
that
for
we...
for media purposes, once again, we're a podcast.
I enjoy the evolution of No Source Needed, hence why I call it a radio show.
I think it's a podcast that happens to be live sometimes.
It's not sometimes, it's every week.
That's all we have time for, guys. Rosie, thank you very much for coming on again.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And follow Livia and Rosie 3 on Instagram. And Livia and Rosie on Spotify.
Put three fingers up. Remember that it was 3.
Yeah.
To emphasize.
Alex is stupid.
Thank you. Bye, Cian.
We've been No Source Needed.
Bye, love you. Take care. See you next week.
Stay safe out there. Bye.
Don't go changing.
Don't go changing.
State of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was wearing a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive. Yeah.
Cláiste na hOllscoile Corcaigh, 98.3 FM.